Good to see you guys today. We're treating today like a Wednesday for us in terms of our focus and our preparation. So I've spoke to you in the past about the process that we go through to get ready, and we love getting ready in that process and all it stands for today. So that's for us and our team, putting that work in so when we get to Saturday, have the looks right, we can play really fast in all three phases. So that's what is out there for us today. We're pumped for this opportunity that's in front of us, and we're looking forward to this challenge of heading up there. So with that, I'll open up to your questions. From an injury standpoint today, Jalen and Julio will participate some in practice today, so that's good news. Due to that, we don't have to give out an injury report. I think I will wait on that for this division game until tomorrow. I hope you understand that. But I did want to give you that Jalen and Julio will participate some today. That will open it up.
I know that Devondre had a concussion, and we don't know his status yet or anything. If he can't play, you know you got Greg Olsen over there, the tight end, who can create a lot of havoc. Can you talk about defending him if you don't have Devondre?
Yeah, with or without, Greg's a terrific player and somebody that warrants matchups and warrants talking about those kind of things. When you play man-to-man, you know, who do you feature on him and how do you play? You know, we count on Keanu a lot when we do a good bit of that, but not all the time. And then when you play your zones, you better have awareness for where Greg is at. He's that kind of receiver at tight end who can play it like a receiver. That's why he's able to split out and be outside in formation. So you'll see corners on him. You'll see safeties on him. You'll see linebackers on him, just depending on the different, you know, places that they feature him. But for us, he's one of the, you know, ones that are one of the more difficult matchups for sure.
Has learned from his experience, because he's had some tough times in coverage over the last few weeks.
Yeah, he's done well too. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say that. Some of the ones that don't go to him, you know, were covered well. He's a terrific competitor, Vaughn, Keanu is. Not saying that you're not. So he is that type of player that I learned from this. I should have had different leverage. You know, it's something that when you correct it on the sideline, he's got such intent to go get it right. But no matter who, you know, it's going to be a handful.
You're new to this rivalry with the Panthers, but I think you already saw last year that there was a little contentiousness with both games. What's been your impression of it, and what do you expect on Saturday?
Well, just through the years, you know, competing against Ron and his team, I just thought what a tough, you know, group of guys they have. Over the last 3 years, they've showed, you know, as division champs, their resiliency, their toughness. I love the matchup, you know, against them. I think it's a terrific rivalry. It's two tough teams, love the ball, battle for it, tough guys. So that part, it's really fun to be a part of.
Talk to your team at all about keeping emotions in check, you know, that fine line?
Yeah, we do. We try to take, you know, right up to the cusp and being emotional, but not, you know, losing your mind where you can't play at your best. So that's not specific necessarily to this week, where we're going to try and do something differently or play in a different style or a different way. That's not our way at all. But what we do want to do is make sure we keep our poise so we can finish better, so we can, you know, have that intent all the way throughout. So that's the real key. When we get through all the preparation this week, as it gets towards the end of the week, then we turn our focus right back to us. And so today and tomorrow and into Friday, there's so much preparation that goes on for Carolina. And then the shift happens, and the focus comes right back to us, our intent, our style, how we play. And that's why having this process that we go through to get ready is one as a team that we really enjoy.
Did you watch the game live last night or no?
Yeah, I had it on.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought,
one, just from the turnover margin, that was the real key to this one. You know, for them to finish plus three, I thought they ran it well, were physical. And certainly defensive, they've shown that. They're a difficult group to run the ball against. And, you know, for them, I'm not sure the exact number of the total runs that Washington had, but it didn't seem like a lot in that game. And then I thought on Carolina's offense, you know, the ability of Stewart and the success that he had running the ball, I thought that was a real factor in the game. But like most games, came down to the ball. And I think, was it plus three, if I'm not mistaken, that they ended up.
Howard, you talked about them being able still to be stopped to run.
Yes.
But how much different is that with Kuechly out of there, because you don't know if he's going to play?
You know, you say, well, it doesn't change. Next guy's up. He's a great player, Kuechly is. So I think it goes to show in our league and in this division, and, you know, guys go down and guys step up. And that's what good teams do. You know, when a guy goes down, it's not like just the next man up. Like, of course they miss Kuechly, you know, in terms of what he brings and the style and the communication. But I will say this, the attitude in which they play, the effort, the toughness, it was totally on display in terms of how they play. So that part to me, it's not like their scheme changes, just how you feature certain players.
What will be key in sustaining the runs you
Well, you have to stay committed to it, for one, and which is not always easy to do, and you saw that last night in the game. But being able to run it also helps the entire game plan. Now your play action can come alive, and the keepers can work for you. So you don't want to just become a one-dimensional team where, you know, like, okay, we're going to run it, you know, in the next 30 plays. That's not the way you go about it either. So it's having that balance and attacking on each play, whether it's play action, whether it's drop back, keepers, run game, and that's when we're at our best.
You've talked a lot about it's part of the game plan for Ryan to distribute the ball the way he
yes.
has. And that's been especially obvious when you have not had Julio. Even if Julio comes back, how much difficult does that make it for opposing defenses to game plan you guys to have that balance?
Well, it is, and when you have to defend the whole field, tight ends, running backs, who else can get involved? Who's such a unique player that sometimes different coverages may lean to his way, which makes sense knowing what he's, you know, capable of performing like. But when those happen, there's some vulnerability in some coverages or some techniques when you do that. So some teams do, some teams don't. So having him hopefully back in the mix will be great for us and for him too. Like, he's so wanting to get back out and compete with his guys. And so we're hopeful that he'll make a good addition and a good turn for himself this week.
Where does Julio's performance against the Panthers the last game rank as far as dominant wide receiver matchups, all that 300-plus yardage that he put up?
Yeah, it was certainly, one of those games that was so unique that, you know, hardly ever happens. And for him, usually they happen on the deep balls, and he had a few of those in that game, which, you know, makes the numbers go so high. In that game, there's a lot of ones that don't show up in the stat sheet, how hard he was willing to try to go, you know, cut off the backside safety so Free could get, you know, extra yards. That's some of the things that we don't talk about with Julio in terms of his intent of how he plays. So, for that game, it was just one where things line up great, and it did for him on that night.
With the way Andy LaVitre's been playing, how much do you think it's helped him to have the full off season? And with Quan Short coming up this week, how much confidence is the way he's playing next? Alex Mack giving?
Yeah, the right down the middle of their defense. Not only are they good pass rushers, I think they lead the team in sacks, but at defensive tackle, the size with Lotulelei, the linebackers, the safeties, when you're going right down the middle of it, they've got, you know, some really talented guys. Well, we do too on the same stretch, you know, with Alex and Andy and Chester and the running backs. And so that matchup inside is a factor. The fact that he went through the entire offseason with us, came into the offseason healthy, that was a huge factor. Just the familiarity with it and the communication, the bond that he's now has with Alex and the other guys in terms of the communication it takes, all the combination blocks that he has now with Jake and Alex, those are reps and reps and reps that we didn't have as a group. So for those guys to have 1,000 reps of certain techniques, we try to keep getting better at it and better at it. And the more you do it, the better you get. So for him, going through the whole process and now, you know, into, you know, over 100 practices together, it's totally a factor. And, he's been a really, you know, good addition for us.
I know there are at least 2 games left, and it's not something that's front and center in anybody's mind, but is it satisfying or rewarding to hear Matt Ryan be talked about as an MVP candidate?
I would say for sure rewarding, because when you have, you know, firsthand knowledge of how hard somebody is going for it, you'd love for that person to be recognized for that. And I think, Matt, you've heard us use the term set it off. And Matt was the one that set it off for our team in the offseason, his intent, his mindset to go and improve and find ways to get better in his game. So who knows where that goes to. And it's something that, you know, we don't talk about. But I do have a lot of respect for the way he went about his work this offseason. Every once in a while you see somebody take it to a new spot and to a new level, and each time you go to those next levels, it gets harder and harder and more challenging. Let's face it, he was playing pretty well prior. So for him to take a really good performer and then take it to another spot, you're talking about like getting 1% better. And when you can do that, it takes a lot of work. And so I think more than anything, that respect for that work that you've got to put in, the early mornings, late nights, the extra time, the work on the field with the guys, the extra room going through the film, those are the things that you have real appreciation for.
Off that same subject, just in general terms, what would it mean to have a bunch of guys going to the Pro Bowl?
Well, I think
selected to the Pro Bowl, yeah, not so much going.
Yeah. It's a tricky subject, the Pro Bowl is. And what I do recognize during those times is that we're all an extension of each other. And so for Julio to get it, there had to be a really good, you know, quarterback play, really good line play to get him there. The same thing defensively. So although it's an individual honor, I do feel, you know, a sense of pride for their unit that they're a part of, knowing that this player didn't do that by himself. And that's one of the coolest parts about our game, is that all three phases, there's so many different things that happen in the kicking game, the way we cover our offensively, defensively, running backs. So how do they even, you know, nominate for all that? It's such a difficult process. But what I can say is that for the guys who do get nominated and are rewarded for that, it's a real sign to your brothers and your teammates. Hey, man, like, I appreciate all the work that you put in too, that allow me to have this opportunity to be celebrated.
Did you get a chance to catch up with Coach Smart when they were up here practicing in Flowery Branch?
I did, yep. So it was good to see him, and I know they're heading out to Memphis before too long, and I think Kirby's going to do a fantastic job. Just seeing him coach and the energy that he had coaching, the connection he has with the team, you could tell, you know, he's got a real pulse on the team and their connection. They're, you know, working hard exactly like you would think they would with Kirby in charge.
Need any extra, you know, minds in the room for the people you have here, but as a defensive guy, him being a defensive guy, you ever compare notes?
We said we were going to get together this offseason, so we haven't been together for a while, since back in our days in 2005 or 6, but it's definitely something with him so close that that we'll certainly spend time together. It's something that we talked about yesterday.
The external perception of Coach Shanahan from last year to this year on the outside looking in has shifted a little bit. Do you see a change in him as a coach, as a leader on this team? How has he grown? Has it changed at all from this year to last year?
Yeah, and that's what you'd hope, that all the coaches, you know, have a chance to grow. And as you get closer, you get to know the players better. How can you push them? So, for sure, he's grown along with a number of the other guys. The more you're together, the longer you are, you gain that experience and that expertise. He's been a terrific leader from a staff standpoint in terms of the offense, and he's a very unique guy that he has a real handle, run game, pass game. There's some guys who may have a real knowledge in the pass game or a real knowledge in the run game. He's unique in that he's able to, you know, connect in every facet of it, you know, offensively. But this offseason, the connection that he's had, not just, you know, with the quarterbacks, but with other offensive players and the staff, you expect that to happen, you know, the second and third and fourth year of being around somebody, and that totally transpired, you know, with him, with a number of other guys too.
The kind of traits that would translate to being a good head coach, you would say, the leadership?
Yes.